But the World Cup, all over the back pages this morning, and it's not about goals. It's not about England heading home. It's about one man, Luis Suarez. He's back in the headlines for all the wrong reasons this time again. During last night's final group match, Uruguay beating Italy. But it wasn't the goal that caught the headlines. It was Suarez appearing to sink his teeth into the shoulder of the Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini. Have a listen to the off and on-air audio of Five Live commentary team Conor McNamara, who was alongside Pat Nevin at the match witnessing the alleged bite, and also Danny Mills chipping in, who was part of the team watching the England game that was being played at the same time.
Oh, I think they've just run into each other.
Oh, he's saying that he bit him. He's saying that he bit him. He did.
This is big. It's huge. Suarez again.
It looks like Suarez has bitten him. Look, he's saying it's a bite.
Let's go to Conor McNamara.
Oh, Mike, there is high controversy here. Luis Suarez, from a distance, it looks like a headbutt, but Chiellini is suggesting that Luis Suarez has bit him.
For me, that looks like a bite. If it is, I'm sorry, but that has to be the longest ban on the planet.
You cannot do that.
Yet another bite by Luis Suarez on the flesh of an opponent. Giorgio Chiellini went perplexed towards the referee, pointing to his shoulder, pulling down the jersey to show teeth marks.
We've seen the marks on Chiellini's shoulder. What is he doing? What is he thinking?
Well, that was the commentary last night on BBC Radio 5 Live as it unfolded. It's not the first time Suarez has bitten another player, served bans while he was playing both for Ajax and then again at Liverpool. FIFA has opened disciplinary proceedings and he may obviously not play again at this World Cup, but some are calling for a much longer ban. And the other question, of course, will be, will the ban then extend to club football? Stephen's going to kick us off this morning. We have a number of people we're going to talk to. Stephen Beacom and Pat McDermott from the West Belfast Liverpool Supporters Club. Mike Parry's also with us. But Stephen's been quick on the draw this morning with the phone. 08459 555 678, the number to call. Stephen, are you a Liverpool fan, football fan? Where do you stand on this? First of all, declare your interest.
Well, I'm not a Liverpool fan, no. But I am a football fan.
And could you believe what you were saying last night?
Yes, I could, because I think he wants a way and this could be the way out.
You don't think he would jeopardise, though, his chances of playing in the rest of the World Cup just to get a transfer move, do you?
Well, the money those guys are on, I don't think it would bother him one way or the other. He'd make a couple of million out of it no matter what way it goes. I mean, he can be occupied, be advertising dog food shortly for a very high price.
The other side of this is, though, it might scupper a potential move. You know, maybe clubs looking at this and saying, well, do we want to buy a problem?
Yeah, well, you can say that about lots of players. I mean, it's not, people say he needs help. He doesn't need help. He needs a muzzle. I mean, I can't see, this is the third time, and as a professional footballer, if you do it for the third time, you don't care one way or the other.
Michael's on the line this morning. Morning, Michael.
How you doing?
What do you think?
It's not about football anymore. It's about the legal element of it. FIFA have allowed this man on the pitch three times to hurt individuals. And that individual could turn around and sue FIFA.
Well, he's had a 7-match ban, he's had a 10-match ban, And that doesn't seem to work. So are we saying that any length of a ban isn't going to make a blind bit of difference?
No, he has to be banned for life, because the simple reason being, that player that he bit could sue FIFA for not protecting him by allowing Suarez on the field by not taking him out of the game for life. That's what the legal implications is here. It's not about football, it's about health and safety.
08459 555 678, the number to call this morning. Mike Parry, could you quite believe it last night? I mean, I know he's done it before, but we thought he was a transformed character, and Brendan Rodgers felt, I'm sure himself, that he'd managed to do a great job in trying to change Suarez. But in the highest profile footballing event possible, to go out and do it again, astonishing.
Yeah. Well, it is astonishing, and it was very shocking. And the reason it's shocking is that you could describe one human biting another as subhuman. It's not civilised behaviour. It's not right. It's appalling. But I'm a little bit uneasy about the hysterical reaction this morning. I've been a tabloid journalist for most of my life, and, you know, I've written headlines like Pariah, Monster, Jaws. But I just think it's all a little bit over the top, because I think that you can be damaged on a football pitch much more severely with the elbow being flung into your face and breaking your cheekbone, with an over-the-top tackle when studs rip down the front of your leg and possibly break your leg and put you out of football for life. The injuries caused by those sort of fouls are much more severe than a bite. Now, yeah. I know a bite is wholly unacceptable. I'm not for 1 minute defending him, but this guy clearly needs help. If this guy, you know, took a drink 3 times in 3 years in his career, when he pledged not to, he'd be given help. And he's clearly got some sort of psychological problem. I don't know why he goes around biting people, but he needs help to stop doing it. And we must not lose the man who is the world's greatest footballer from football for 2 years. It's hysterical overreaction.
But the thing about it is, and you're right to say about the consequences of a bad tackle, but if you walk out onto a football pitch, you expect possibly that a tackle is part and parcel of the game. You do not expect to be bitten.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, if it was some sort of other odd sort of physical offence, if somebody throttled another player, that's not something you expect to happen on a pitch. I totally agree with that as well. But what I'm saying is, Suarez has got some mental condition whereby when he's at a point of absolute stress and is reaching for a ball he suddenly can't get, he snaps at it, or he snaps at the nearest person to him with his mouth. I'm not excusing him, but I do honestly believe that if FIFA have started an inquiry and Suarez has got until 9 o'clock tonight to appeal, which he has, they should go and consult a doctor and they should try and find out if there is some sort of condition in the world in which you involuntarily bite people. I know that might start sounding ridiculous, but what other reason would he do it for? He knows that if he did it again, he's putting the whole of his football future on the line, and that's something he's not going to risk lightly. So I think it's an involuntary action, and I have a little bit of sympathy for the guy, because as I say, if it had been, you know, a player coming off and needing a plate on his face for the next 10 games for a fractured cheekbone or something like that, a man out for over 12 months with a broken leg, there wouldn't be as much fuss about the crime, i.e. the commission of an offence, as there is for this one. And also, if there had been any other player but Luis Suarez in any other competition except the World Cup, it would just be laughed off or passed off. The idea of the guy pulling his shirt down, exposing these dreadful wounds to my shoulder from a bite, well, come on, it's a very minor physical problem. But I agree, it's an horrendous offence. But I think there's something in the mentality of the man that needs looking at.
Stephen Bigham from the Belfast Telegraph. Have you any sympathy for him, Stephen? Is a ban, again, another ban, going to make any difference? Or is Mike right?
Morning, Joel. I think Mike's half right. But I do believe we need another ban for Luis Suarez. And yes, he does need professional help. There's no doubt about that. What he did on the pitch last night was completely unacceptable. You can't get away from that. It was a disgraceful, despicable act. I disagree with one of your callers earlier on. Luis Suarez didn't think about that. The red mist descends on this man, and he loses the plot for a split second. I do believe it's a default mechanism for this guy that he bites people. Other footballers, whenever they get angry, they lash out. He clearly bites people, and I do think it is in his psyche. But that, regardless of all that, you can't do this on a football pitch. And I'm going to be really interested to see what FIFA do over the next day or two, because the world is watching them right now. And, of course, FIFA have had enough problems recently, so they have to deal with this one correctly. And he does need a ban, and it has to be a blanket ban, Joel. There's no point in just banning them for Uruguay, because they've only really got, at most, 4 matches left in this World Cup. And banning him for the rest of the World Cup will do no good whatsoever. It has to be a blanket ban, and if that's unfortunate for Liverpool, that's just the way it is, because he needs to get himself sorted out, and football needs to send back a message here that this cannot happen on a football pitch. More and more kids, Joel, are watching this World Cup than ever before. As we all know, kids follow their heroes and do what they see is done on television. Luis Suarez bit a professional footballer yesterday. He did it for the 3rd time. No kid should ever see something like that on a football pitch. And Luis Suarez needs to have a lengthy ban for both club and country.
It's a massive call, isn't it, Mike, in terms of the club ban? I was listening to various things this morning. I personally, and haven't heard anybody on air who's actually been aware of FIFA being able to extend. Usually if you're banned for an incident while playing for your country, the suspension sticks with international football. Are you aware of any previous incident where an incident involving a player on international duty has meant a ban from all football for club and country?
A I can't think of one offhand, but you can definitely do it. I mean, FIFA control football worldwide.
Is it time now to do it? That's the question. Is this now the time to do it for this incident?
Well, I think they should suspend him until they've had an investigation. Look, he's going to miss the rest of this tournament, that's for sure. Now, that is a very bad punishment for Uruguay.
Not if they go out in the next round.
Well, it's a very big punishment for his country. I mean, he knows he's let his country down terribly badly. But again, I go to the basic route, and my friend there from the Belfast Telegraph touched on it. It's in this man's psyche to go around biting people. So we need a medical investigation as well into what is going on. If FIFA decide to ban him wholesale, they can, because FIFA rule the world of football, and they can say to every club, we have withdrawn... You know, effectively, withdrawn his license to play football. So, if anybody puts this man in his team and turns out in a FIFA registered game, which covers every football association in the world, that game will not go ahead. So, yes, they can impose any ban they wish. But I just think that with my version of events and that of my colleague on the Bell Tell, you know, saying that it's something more than him just biting people for the satisfaction of hurting somebody, it is his reaction to frustration. It's the split second, you know, equivalent of lashing out. And he needs help. This man definitely needs help. And he needs help for another reason. If it was George Best, people used to actually just sort of turn the other way and say, well, that's George Best, and he deserves, you know, we're not going to punish George too badly because we want to see him playing football. Well, I think that is the case with this guy.
He wasn't running around biting people, George Best, let's be honest.
No, he wasn't. I totally agree.
You know, biting and spitting are the two absolute no-nos when it comes to football. A player will take a bad tackle over somebody biting them or spitting on them.
Yes, I totally agree, and I'm not excusing the boy, but I'm saying there's something in his head that's wrong, which needs looking at. But I'm also saying that when you have on earth the greatest footballing talent at the moment, which he is, at the moment he's better than Ronaldo, who's had a poor tournament, and Messi, who's had a good tournament, but he's still better, you've got to make allowances. Because who are you punishing as well as Luis Suarez? You're punishing the whole of the world's footballing public. This guy's genius.
I want to talk to Pat McDermott. He's from the West Belfast Liverpool Supporters Club. I mean, Pat, let's be brutally honest here. If Luis Suarez comes back again and scores a hat-trick on the first week of the season if he's allowed to play for Liverpool against Manchester City or Everton or Manchester United, you'll not care about this, will you?
No, not a bit. It was like when Eric Cantona got his ban years ago for kicking a fan in the crowd. He came back, the heroes welcome at Old Trafford, ironically, against Liverpool. Fans, you know, when you support your team, you support your players. I agree with Stephen and Mike there, that there definitely is a want in the man. We were at the Chelsea game season before last. He'd just given away a penalty and he went up the other end and then bit Ivanovic.
Yes.
And it just seems to be the red mist descends during part of the game. That is a psychological thing.
Instead of players who sometimes maybe lunge into a tackle whenever the red mist descends, this seems to be his default position.
Well, I think so. Like when there was a Shawcross, Stoke tackled Ramsey a few years ago and broke his leg. It was like a mistimed tackle. Brian Shawcross didn't go out to hurt Ramsey, but nearly finished Ramsey's career. As you say, there's things happening on the pitch, and, you know, initially at the time, there's an overreaction to bad tackles.
Do you think the owners at Liverpool will say, enough's enough, let's cash in if we can now?
Ironically, this time last year, I was on with Wendy Austin, and it was all talk of him going, he was trying to engineer a move. I disagree with the earlier caller, this is about engineering a move. But like, I'm sure there's a clause, if there's enough money offered, would sell him. And same thing again, then he goes on to be someone else's problem. But, well, he's still our player. You have to support him. And you don't really support biting people and stuff like that. But when he's scoring 30-odd goals a season for you, you will, no matter what team he'll play for, you make that team a better team.
Sean's in Enniskillen this morning. Stay with us if you can, Pat. Morning, Sean.
I think it's a disgrace. If I was to walk down the street and bite somebody, I'd be Drumford. So I mean, what's the difference? Just because he's your man, sorry, that's a disgrace.
Because you're wearing a football shirt, it shouldn't make any difference.
No. Well, I'm telling you, it's a disgrace. The man should be banned, full stop.
Talk of a 2-year ban on the back of one of the papers this morning, all sorts of... I mean, what do you think, sir? I think the maximum ban that FIFA can impose is 24 matches. Would you throw the maximum at him, would you?
I would. I definitely would.
Neil's in Derry. Morning, Neil.
Hello, Jill. How are you doing? I'm getting very strange mixed messages here in this radio this morning.
Uh-huh.
This is a man who bit somebody at work that happened in any other job, first of all, you'd be suspended from work and you wouldn't be paid for it, at least hundreds of thousands of pounds a week. There's millions of children watching that match last night. I watched it myself. I've read in local papers here in the town and discotheques where people are full drunk and on drugs and biting people and they've been jailed for it. And there's people there saying because he's a great footballer. You know, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
No sympathy at all. All this talk about him needing help. You don't buy that at all.
I do, definitely do not. No, because, you know, if you watch it yourself, he didn't get an elbow. He wasn't pushed out of the way. He was actually going towards the player. You know, there was no elbow until after he bit the other player, you know.
It's a fair point, Mike Parry, isn't it? I mean, just because he's Luis Suarez, just because he's playing football, shouldn't make him any different to anybody else.
Let's get this into perspective. If you're walking down the street and suddenly came up and bit you, that would be a completely unprovoked attack, and that would be a different scenario.
Let me finish.
If you were working in an office, those of us who work in offices mostly push pens around. We don't engage in physical confrontation. Now, again, I'm not excusing this, but it's physical confrontation at the very highest level. It's a lot of it's brutal, a lot of it's man against man, and all sorts of physical cheating goes on. Elbowing, pushing, nudging, pulling of shirts, and biting is an extension of that. I'm not excusing it, but
where did you see that last night?
It's an environment in which biting happened, and it's an unlikely environment that it would happen in an office or in the street, but if it's going to happen anywhere, it's going to happen in a competitive arena, like a boxing ring.
But it's as unlikely to happen on a football pitch because it only seems to be one player that's doing it, and it's the same player who seems to be doing it all the time.
Exactly, and for that reason,
I have to say he's got some sort of a psychological problem, as Stephen from the Belfast Telegraph was alluding to as well, and he needs help.
Neil?
Well, then he shouldn't be playing football then if he needs help.
Well, maybe you're right. You could be absolutely right.
I am right. He shouldn't be playing football.
He might be too dangerous to allow on a football field again.
It's the third time he's done it. He's far, far too dangerous.
What example is
he showing kids today?
If we get a professional opinion on him and the professional opinion comes back and say this guy's the equivalent of Hannibal Lecter and you can't allow him on the football pitch unless he has a mask on or something like that, then clearly his career's over. But I'd prefer to have that investigation first before we talk about two-year bans. Two-year ban will finish him off.
Exactly, because you have to show kids that if they do this on a football pitch, they have to be punished.
Neil, I want to go to Magella, who's also up in the northwest this morning. Morning, Magella.
Hey, morning, thank you.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Watching the match last night, were you?
No, I did see that part, mind you, where he did bite him.
And what did you think?
And I think that Mike Parrish, no matter what he says, is trying to excuse the biting.
You can talk to Mike, he might still
know
this morning.
Absolutely no excuse for anybody biting anybody playing football. And no, that does not extend from elbowing, punching or anything else. He should be banned from the rest of
it. I totally agree, but what I'm saying is, I'm looking at, I've got all the newspapers in front of me, I'm looking at all the headlines, pariah, monster, jaws, and all that. And 2-year bans and all this kind of, I mean, quite apart from anything else, how many victims do you want from this incident? Liverpool Football Club would be a victim if he's banned for 2 years, but he then becomes worthless to them, and at the moment he's worth about £80 million.
Liverpool Football Club isn't going to be any better off if he goes around biting players on the pitch.
Of course he's not.
And you're absolutely right. But if this man said, look, I will take a 24-match ban, that's up to the end of this year, in terms of a football season, it'd be till Christmas, I'll take that ban and I will take three times a week, mental therapy sessions to make sure it doesn't happen again, I would say that would be the sort of compromise which could resolve this situation.
Magella, thanks for your call.
Hold on a minute. I'm not finished.
I know, but there are other people waiting. I'll give you 30 seconds.
If that was anybody else, and that man Neil is right, it has happened here in the city. I'm in Derry as well, and has happened here in the city. And anybody that did that would send to prison. He should be there for. And from the rest of the World Cup, and it should extend to his home matches for Liverpool.
Magella, I need to get to a few other callers, but it's a point that's been made, and why should it be any different happening on a football pitch than anywhere else? Thanks for your call this morning, Magella. Stephen Beacon, before I let you go, actually, I mean, what do you think will happen now? Will he be at Anfield next season, do you think?
Here's how it's going to play out, Joel. Suarez won't play in the World Cup again. He just can't, because FIFA will look absolutely silly if they allow him to play again.
Not for the first time.
Exactly, yeah. They will give him a long ban. My hunch is it'll be around 15 matches. I don't think they'll go the full 2 years. And in terms of his club future, Liverpool will want him back. Barcelona and Real Madrid will still want him. It won't matter to them a jot that he has bitten another player, because Luis Suarez is an absolutely fantastic footballer, and Luis Suarez will win trophies, win games and score goals for any club that he plays for.
Will they put in a lower offer, do you think, and think, well, Liverpool might want to offload him now, given what's happened, and try to get him on the cheap?
Liverpool do not want to offload Luis Suarez. Brendan Rodgers fought tooth and nail to keep him last season whenever Luis Suarez was desperate to get out of the club. Luis Suarez is actually a much happier individual in Liverpool nowadays. He's just had a second child. His family are very settled there. Of course, he would welcome a move to Barcelona or Real Madrid. That is his dream ticket, as it is for most South American players. But my understanding is he would be content to wait one more year, play in the Champions League with Liverpool, and then go. Of course, Barcelona and Real Madrid will try their hand, and they will put in a bid. But Liverpool will fight hard to keep him. Barcelona and Real Madrid will fight hard to get him. And when Luis Suarez comes back to play football again, he will score lots of goals and become a hero once more.
And Stephen,
the big question here is, will he bite someone else?
Well, that is, very quickly, in a word or two, reading your stuff this morning, is it true that the referee last night, that his nickname was Dracula?
Yeah, you couldn't make it up, Joel. I put that in the paper this morning. The referee was actually called Dracula.
That's why he didn't take any action then, is it? Yeah. He's well used it.
Maybe we should have seen it coming.
Mick's in Belfast this morning. Morning, Mick.
Good morning, Joel. Joel, I think it's incumbent on FIFA to do a DNA test on this man, because I think he's part vampire bat. Because if you know, the territory of the vampire bat is Central and South America. But on a more serious note, I find it totally unbelievable to hear Parry defending him, because he's the man who dumped his beloved England out of the World Cup. And last week he was on about 20 minutes with Lisa telling us to support England. And I said at the end of my interview, my part, that England had a snowball's chance in hell of doing anything in the World Cup, and I was proven right.
Joe's in Belfast this morning. Morning, Joe.
Eaton Nobby here.
Sorry, Eaton Joe. Nobby. Go on ahead. Rattle
Not
on.
A problem. Listen, the man's ability is unquestionable, right?
Yes.
But his modus operandi can only a pitch is to get his opponent sent off. The number of occasions I've seen him jumping and rolling and claiming for a foul, well, it's not nowhere near a foul.
He's improved over the last season, surely, has he not?
With all due respect, you know, you bear part of the blame in the media, giving that man Football of the Year, because the likes of Stanley Matthews, Bobby Charlton, and all those people, the character that they have, Footballers of the Year, it was always taken into consideration. This man is an animal. There's no question or doubt about it.
Okay.
At the end of the day, he should have been muzzled.
Oscar's in Belfast. Morning, Oscar.
Yes, you know what the problem is, too? There's absolutely no deterrent. This fellow, he gets suspended and he'll receive his massive wages. The same happened, Leo. That fellow played for, captain of England, played for United. He got suspended for 9 months.
Well, the big thing is going to be, I mean, if he's only suspended for Uruguay and he's still able to play club football, then people will say, well, that, you know, well, it's disappointing for Uruguay if you're a Uruguay fan, that, you know, it's not going to stop him playing the Premier League, it's not going to stop him playing in the Champions League.
But even if he is suspended from playing in the Premier League, Champions League, he still gets his wages. The fella got suspended for 9 months from Manchester United because he refused to take a drug test. He got paid over £2.5 million wages for 9 months. Now, would you like a 9 months holiday and get £2.5 million?
Be brilliant, wouldn't it?
What's
going to happen, do you think, then, Oscar?
Usual slap on the wrist, but they still get his big wages.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for your call this morning. Keep the calls coming in. 0845955678, the number to call. Luis Suarez. David, still have time for David. David, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I just want to make a point here on Luis Suarez.
Yes.
To me, I believe that we should have a bit of common sense in the matter. Let's examine him with a doctor and a psychologist and also a psychiatrist to see if there's something missing there. Because for all we know, we could be missing his family. He could have family problems, you know.
Lots of people miss their family and don't go around biting people, though, David, to be fair.
I know that there, but, you know, it could be one of his bad habits. You never know that there.
Right, well, you're with Mike Parry on that, then. He says that just a ban without getting him some medical help won't work. David, I'll have to leave it there, because we're already a minute late.